Now, let's continue on here. We read, they kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it's written. They offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the custom, as the duty of every day required. And afterward offered the continual burnt offering, and so on. And we find these people now returning back to the Word of God, and they put up the altar. Now they begin to build the temple, putting down the foundation. Verse 8, now in the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, began Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and I'll not read all of that, and he appointed the Levites from 20 years old and upward to set forward the work of the house of the Lord. Then stood Jeshua with his sons, his brethren, Kadmiel, and his sons, the sons of Judah, together to set forward the workmen in the house of God, the son of Henadad, with their sons, their brethren. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priests in their apparel with trumpets, the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. Now, these people here have only put down the foundation. They actually haven't put up the temple, but they are so enthusiastic about it, so thrilled that they've got the altar and they've got the foundation down, that they're going to just act as if the whole thing is built and have a dedication service and a time of praise, and they sang praises to God. It was to them a thrilling experience. I'm sure that many of you will recall, I'm sure you're old enough to remember, many of you are, I'm sure you're as old as I am, and that goes back to the time, you'll recall, when many churches in the 20s just put up a basement. They'd buy a lot, they'd build a basement. This was in the Middle West. I found it all through the Middle West, and in Tennessee where I live, there'd be a church on a corner. But all you'd have was the basement, and they would cover that basement over with tar paper, and they met down there. In fact, that's where the church would meet. All kinds of churches like that. Then the Depression came, and many of them were never able to finish. Actually, many of them during the Depression just continued to meet there, and that was their church building. And afterward, I understand some of them found out that that foundation wasn't satisfactory and the lot wasn't big enough, and they went out into the suburban area and bought more property. So that church was never completed. Well, it was just a foundation. That's all that they had. And many churches met like that. I've spoken in many places just like that when I was a very young preacher. They largely, I think, disappeared today, because in this influence society, we have to have the very latest thing and the most modern architecture, and we'd never be satisfied to meet in the basement. But these people did. And they just got the foundation down. They're just a basement church. Notice verse 11. They sang together by chorus, and praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he's good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid.